31. Oh, do I remember 31? Hey, what's going on, everybody? And welcome back to the podcast with Uncle Daddy Pop Pop. Don't forget me, man. With Chucky. Oh, man, Chucky, you just chill out, man. It's all good. You know, don't be busting jealous up on a brother up in here. But anyway, hey, listen, y'all. Decided to broadcast with y'all a little bit on this night. And, of course, share my opinion about this, that, and yada, yada, yak, and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? I got the vote today. But not only did I get the vote, I got to see my daughter. She flew in from Dallas because she has the internship down there. And she flew up and then she called me and she's like, I'm like, hello? And she's like, yeah, just landed in Newark. What do you mean just landed in Newark? And I said, oh, I came up to vote. So she came up here to vote, okay, early. So they picked me up, my niece, and little, what's that kid's name? She named after a tree, Sequoia. Okay, all right, she, you know, and my niece and her daughter, Sequoia, a little infant. And so they pick me up and we go to vote. So on a day where I'm thinking, okay, Laquan, you want to go vote early? He's like, no, I'm going to vote on voting day. I was like, okay, that's Tuesday. But you can do right down here. I didn't realize that there are only 6 locations in Jersey where you can vote early. Okay, so where they were, I had no idea. I thought you could just go down, but no, you can't do that. Okay, but when I went to vote, the system so like different to me. I just like, wow, what happened to like, you know, the machine, you just hit the button, boom, boom. Now everything is on the screen now and so forth. Maybe it's been like that, and you know, but I live in a small town, so it's all good. It was just amazing how God works, in that I hadn't talked to my daughter in like a couple of weeks. It seemed like forever, but at the same time, she called, she flew in, got to see my baby, got to vote together, and got to see my niece, got to vote together. And I, for the last day of early voting, the line that was in this mountain region kind of area was like, wow, okay. It was a half an hour before we got in. I guess in some cases, not that long, you know, but then we came out, the line looked like it was even longer. I was like, wow, you know. I said, you know, this is why we need a democracy. And my niece was like, okay. I said, shoot, what? I said, man, just saying, you see all these people out here. All these people's votes should count, okay, towards this presidential election, not towards some delegates. That delegates that really, whatever the popular vote is in the state, do not have to cast their delegate vote to that candidate. That's like, what? That's the crazy asinine aspect of this whole election. This thing could flip up upside down so stupidly it could be, and it's all because of Trump. 100% because of Trump. But at the same time, I've asked many times myself, what if he's telling the truth? Which a lot of things that he says, I believe he's telling the truth. But I believe Trump stepped into a situation where he thought, and that's the big difference now, when you think something is going on and you are not absolutely sure, and you do things in a certain way that causes confusion, causes disconnect, causes disbelief, causes distrust. And you do it consistently all the time, so everything that is not going your way is being confronted. And that in itself is an evil tool to have to comprehend, man. But I think I got a big part of it. I believe Trump, when he was a child, would whine so badly. I mean, pacifying whine. Mommy, but mommy, I don't. But daddy, I didn't mean to. No, daddy, I did not do that. I did not do that. No, I did not. And after you keep saying it for so long, and you're crying and everything else, and it's okay, we believe you, we believe you. I think that's where he got it. I think he got that message so deep when he was a child that he's carrying it now. I don't think Trump ever really thought he was going to ever become president. I thought he was going to have something that he might be able to build a TV show behind or something like that. But then when he did, it's like, oh, well, I'm going to do all the things that I thought, I think I can do. Because of what he's known other presidents, et cetera, to do. You notice Obama, I guess, was the only one that didn't take anything when he left. You ain't heard nothing about that. Michelle said, you ain't taking nothing. That's the end. It's over. 8 years. Done. Finished. Leave everything here. Okay? Michelle, no. You leave everything right here. And thank God you did, bro. Okay? Because if they could have put any kind of woo-hoo dirt on you, you think you would have got away with what Biden got away with? Heck no. They know that. Everybody knows that. But they went after Trump. But see, Trump was a whole different ball of wax. All the stuff that he had, then he lied about having it and think, what are you doing with this stuff? What are you going to do with it? And your best buddy for who? I don't know. That's the whole issue here, where Trump is concerned. This is why he might be telling the truth about a lot of things, but at the same time, this is not a good, this is the man that is self-motivated. Okay? Period. Bottom line, that's it. I think everybody knows that. But for whatever reason, everybody's thinking and believing that he is going to make a difference. He will run this country so deep into debt with China and Russia, it will blow your mind. You better be careful. But I think the thing that we most definitely all need to be careful of, if they build this coalition between the United States, Russia, China, North Korea, if they build an alliance with those countries, are you serious? But this is, you know, what the Bible speaks about. That's what's been written. If you've never read the book, Behold a Pale Horse, you should do it. It's telling you everything that's taking place. Those that have don't want you to have. And they are going to create an environment where you are not going, me, hey, listen, I'm nobody. So I'm not concerned about one thing or another. I'm concerned about humanity. I'm concerned about the disobedience to God and the destruction and self-annihilation that it is inevitably going to cause. I mean, we are on the fast track to it. Can anybody not smell, I mean, hear the something, the rails, the squealing of the tires or something? Can anybody not hear it? Oh, my goodness. We got a drought going on in New York and Jersey for the second longest drought in history. It says 1869. Yeah, a drought like this, were they measuring it? I don't know. But then again, hey, this is why people say, oh, well, it's happened before. Well, yeah. We got wildfires in Jersey now. You know, people being evacuated from the homes, et cetera, et cetera. And animals got to be moved and all this stuff, man. Stuff we haven't seen, not like this, but at the same time, global warming is a hoax. It's a lie. Of course it is. Of course it is. That's why we're getting tornadoes and all kinds of stuff down in Oklahoma. There was a time Oklahoma never got this kind of stuff. Get it all the time now. That's a lot of times, a lot of areas never got this stuff. But see, a lot of areas that don't get it, like up here in the Northeast, you know, we get this, man, but we don't get too much of anything anymore. We barely get snow anymore. Like, what in the world going on here? You know? It's going to be fire this time, y'all. Ah, it ain't going to be that kind of fire. I don't know what kind of fire it's going to be. But when this election is said and done, now, if Chuck wins on a landslide, oh man, it's all good then.
Oh, no, it ain't.
You ain't lying. It most certainly is not. It all begins. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, do people really want to live under a rule? Okay, like Russia. Or China, for that matter. I don't know. I never lived in either one. But I don't see people, like, bustling down the walls and trying to get out and running away and hide and so forth and so on. I understand they got some laws that's like, whew, hey, you know the deal. Now, if you want to stand up and, you know, fight for a cause and so forth, you think you need to do that. But you need to get your people to fight with you. Okay? It's time for the people to unite throughout this world. See, we're not the ones that's creating this, but we are, because we vote for these people to go into office that we have in office serving us, supposedly. But are they really? No, they're serving their own purpose and their own want, their own way. They all get caught and get trapped up in that nonsense, man. And I just think it's a very sad state of affairs in this country that we have this split of humanity in the United States of America. So we got so many people coming in from outside this country that is changing the way we live in this country. And that's why a lot of people are pissed off and voting for Trump and saying, hey, look, if you want to be a dictator, be a dictator. Because this dictator that's taking place now, this so-called, this is not a democracy. If I was saying it, this so-called democracy, this is not a democracy. I was standing in line today with my niece, and I was saying, you know, this is why we need a democracy. And she's like, don't say that. I said, why? Because everybody's vote should count. Not going to somebody that can take my vote and decide they want to vote for somebody else. Hell to no. That's not a democracy. And that's what we need in this country. We need a real democracy. Okay? Instead of sitting there talking about you're not going to close the borders because you're worried about court cases. Shut up, punk. I mean, excuse me, Mr. President. You ain't worried about no daggone democracy. You're worrying about votes. And that's all you're concerned about. That's all you've done. You run around, you preach about, oh, I stand for auto workers and so forth and so on, UAW and that. But when it came to small businesses, man, you just turned your butt and ran to hide. You ain't said number totals, a bunch of lies, $28.6 billion, we got you covered. You lied like a dog because you knew it was negotiated down from $70 billion. And what your people don't realize, I keep trying to iterate this point to you morons out here, it's not the daggone economy, man. You guys, if the media that's suggesting the economy, they're talking about the economy and recession and depression ever since we came out of COVID, and here we're 4 years later, and you're still talking about it, and it ain't happened yet, because people aren't as stupid as you think they are. Are they? Or are we all as stupid as they think we are? Because we keep going for the same old okey-doke. Here we go with Trump again. This man should be disqualified and barred from ever running for any kind of political office. Are you serious? The stuff that he's done, that's the crazy part about it. The way he's telling the truth and not as irrelevant. It's the things that he's done. But at the same time, I understand where people are coming from, because you're sick and tired. And so am I. And you're paying taxes. And you're not even being looked out for. You get old in this country and you get Medicare. And then you got Part A, Part B, and you got to pay for Part B, and then you got Part C that comes in and says you can get this, you can get that, but you got like a $7,000 deductible sitting there looking at you in the mouth. Okay? So something happens, you're responsible for $7,000. That's crazy. You become a senior in this country and your house is paid for and you're still paying taxes on it. And the taxes on some of these houses now is like, whoa. It's damn near mortgage in some cases. Yep, so where does the break come? But people can come across the borders. People can get on the system that people's taxpayers' dollars are paying for, and that's what's pissing them off. Pissing me off, too. You look out for people coming across the borders. Migrants. I don't call them migrants. I call them people. They're human beings, okay? Migrants sound like a bunch of whatever, you know, like a bunch of creatures coming across, a bunch of whatever coming across the border. But I understand why people are pissed off about it. I'm pissed, too. I'm pissed with Joe Biden. Why didn't you just close the damn border? Instead of sitting here being scared half to death, they're going to file a lawsuit. Damn the lawsuits, man. Say it again to you. Damn the lawsuits, man. Damn the lawsuits, man. But then when you finally close it, what happened? Where are the lawsuits? But you guys always want to place blame on one another. Enough of the daggone blame. We need people in office that's going to take charge and take care and do the business that needs to be done. The problem is with this Republican Party is that it's not. It's MAGA Party. And they have Trump running it. He's operating. He's the king. The prince of princes. He is the wizard. Okay? You guys worship this man. That is a shout out to me. And you don't even get it. He has one purpose. To become ruler. He has a purpose. He's going to get in there. He's going to try to change the Constitution. He's going to try to do so many different things. And if you all give him the power to do it, if you get him a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate, if he wins, or if she gets in and you don't give her the Democratic Congress and Senate, what is your point? You're going to get the same thing we got the last 4 years. You got a Democratic president and a Republican supposedly is mega Congress. They got nothing done. You know, look, they didn't do jack. That border should have been closed a long time ago. But they're not there for the people. They're there for their king. What he says goes. What you say, forget it. And he says he care about the American people. Man, you don't give a damn about the American people. If you did, you wouldn't play a little politic and war game with that damn bill sitting in the Congress. Not if you cared about the American people. Not if you cared about any of that nonsense that you keep talking about. Kamala, you was there for 3.5 years. Why you didn't do anything? Because she ain't the damn president. Okay? She's there to serve the president. It is not her administration. It is not her policy. She are enforcing the policies that are given onto her to enforce. That's who she is. That's what she does. And you people keep trying to trick her into this downplaying Joe Biden. Just being flat out disrespectful to him the way the rest of the Democratic Party did. The way you all in Congress are treating the American people. Flat out ultra disrespect. With your man worshiping behind selves. That's all you are. And Speaker Johnson, you need to just become Johnson and go away. Okay? You're the lackiest of lackeys I've ever seen in my life. You guys amaze me how you can talk one way about somebody and then turn around and just shine their boots with your tongue. Shut your mouth, boy. Yes, sir. I ain't say a word. Okay. And that's my whole point. That is the whole point right there. If you want to live under a rule, then understand something. I understand why everybody's pissed off, why you don't want your taxpayer dollars going here and there. People living on the system, you know, living on the system forever. Okay? Popping babies like a hoo-hoo and a what-what. Okay, still on the system. People come across the borders getting everything handed to them, cell phones, this, giving it to them. And we're paying the taxes to make that stuff possible. And yet still, we get nothing but butts to kiss. It's like I'm a small business owner. I got to collect sales tax for the state of New Jersey, which I can't really afford to do because I'm struggling like a dog with my business because you try to kill us real small businesses off, try to kill us off like dogs. piece by piece, little by little, everything you did coming out of COVID was designed to kill us all. People working from home 2 or 3 days a week, all right? Boom, you don't have, everything's gone remote. You know, no more appointments, no office building, cafes just shut down like, whoo, smack down, and like nobody said a damn gone word. Nothing. But you know what you forgot? The amazing people that witnessed it, Ding Dong Dodo, and they middle class. And that's what you forgot. When you turn your back on your countrymen, that's what happened to you. People just hate you. They don't care. They want you out. They had enough. And I don't really blame them. But there is absolutely no way I could ever vote for Donald J. Trump, because I understand, listening to him, no rumors, nothing, just listening to him. I have listened to his speeches, I've listened to his campaign nonsense and everything else, and I just say, this man is about who? Him. That's it. Ain't about nothing. It's not about America. It's not about anything. It's about him wanting control to make things the way he wants it. Now, let's say he do that, and he makes everything the way he wants it. How y'all think it's going to be? I mean, just think about it. If Trump gets in control and he just transformed this whole country into Trump land, how long will we last? Okay? Under this current economic system. Okay? Current economic system where tax codes is that, you know, when you get married, you get punished. There's no rewards in this country for being righteous and doing good. None. You got, you know, you single head of household, you got one parent in the household, you get all kinds of tax breaks, this break, that break, and you get rewarded for being free and single. One parent. I've been there. So I understand what it's like being a single parent. I understand what it's like going from being a single parent to being married and say, whoa, what happened? That's when I woke up. I said, what? How do you lose this because you said I do? You should reward that. But not in this country. That's what people are pissed off about in this country. You're taking God out of everything, and you're making everything from transgender to this, to that, to that, yada, yada. Okay, people can change the sex of their children when they're 6, 7, 8 years old. That's crazy. That is, now you've gone out of your mind. Well, they feel like they're a boy. They feel like they're a girl. I got that. I understand you feel like whatever you feel like, you know? But you are who you are. Period. And that's it. You are a human being. You're not a what? You're not a doll. You're not a transformer. You know, it's like you are born a human being, and that's it. For you to take it upon yourself and you want to, what? So I understand why people don't like you. But the thing is that you stand for, it ain't godly. And that's the bottom line. As the Pope said, you just got to vote for the lesser of the two evils. And whew, that's a lot, man. That's some deep stuff. But for me personally, I think it's time to recreate a new party called the People's Party. That we get people elected to go into office to serve the people of this country. They've got enough people in there, you know, you can make some changes. How things are done, et cetera, et cetera. We can change the system. If you want to change, we can. Hey, we got to find the right people to get into office. And it's not about a takeover. It's about an understanding. It's like abortion rights. You put it on a ballot and we vote on it nationally. Boom, damn, that's it. Ain't nothing else to be said. It's all good. You know, the Congress ain't got to pass nothing. The Senate ain't got to pass nothing. You don't sit there and try to make a decision on something like that. For me, you let me vote on that. I should have that right in a democracy. Just saying. Night, night, people. Much love to you. Until next time, we'll say sayonara. Bye-bye. And a whoop and a chuck-chuck and a choo-choo. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the power, the kingdom, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Bye-bye. Amen. What's up, everybody? How's everything and everything and everybody? Wow. So we have number 47. Say what? Yeah, we got number 47. And I mean, looking at the whole picture of everything, I'm truly not surprised. I was in a because I kept saying, you know, I think that Vice President Harris was going to blow him away. I just thought the polls were wrong and so forth. But then I've come to understand that was a lot of wishful thinking. See, the problem was the message. The message was the same old Democratic message that they always send. And they always try to seduce people, especially Black people, Afro-Americans, you ain't lying. It's like, damn, man. The same old garbage. They're thinking about killing kids, changing the sex of a human being, which they had nothing to do with the creation of, and you want to be able to change the sex of a child because a child thinks and feels a certain way. But at the same time, if a child thinks and feels it wants to vote, can't. If a child thinks and feels it wants to drink alcohol, can't. If a child thinks and feels it wants to do anything that is of ungodly nature, it ain't old enough, can't. But when it comes to the mutilization of the creation of the Almighty, that's okay. He says, Chuck, shut up with that nonsense. Oh, my goodness, man. And that's the issue. See, the Democratic Party is the devilish, deliciously devilish party. I think I've said this before, but that's what it is. Because anything you want, they will say, here, take it, have it. Just stay stuck. The Democratic Party has black people sitting here in 2024 talking about defund the police, but they go wrong. For the police said, why they wasn't here? Because you defunded them, fool. There's not that many left. Okay? It's just, we have black people as the only ethnic group in this country, basically. I mean, typically, you know, in America. I'm not talking about stuff that's going on in Israel and Hamas and Iran. I'm not talking about those countries. I'm talking about this country, America. Okay? What's going on in this country? That's where we need to focus, because we are falling apart. And we are supposed to be the cream of the crop, baby. You ain't lying, really? We're the cream of the slop is what we are. And period, bottom line. See, Donald Trump says a lot of things, but he don't get involved in anything. He say, look, man, enough of the daggone question. Let's party. I was like, look at this dude, man. But you know what? I understand where he's coming from. Enough of this redundancy, this question, that question. You asked me the same thing. I done told you what I'm doing, how I'm going to do it. If I get back in there, this is what I am going to do. I want to be king. Forget this presidential garbage. What has that gotten us? And this is where people are looking at it. They're looking at him as totally different. Why do we have to have all these rules and bylaws and this law and this court and that court and this law? What's the point of all that BS? You're going to do what you do, how you do what you do, because we all, as Curtis said, if there's a hell below, oh, y'all going to go. Y'all, you ain't going. Yeah, okay, Chuck, whatever. I'm just saying. It is what it is, man. You know, and that was the whole point. Her whole message, I got so sick and tired of seeing it, hearing it, and witnessing it. It was like, everything was, I'm going to give you $25,000 to start a house. What? Nobody want to hear that BS. Where'd you get that garbage from 1960 somewhere? You know, when you could buy a house for $25,000. Okay? I got a stupid message is that. I kept thinking, what did you get talking about $25,000? You gonna jack up the prices of homes again? Do you not understand the economics of what you do when you think about doing something stupid like that? Okay, when you take the responsibility away from humanity to do what it is supposed to do, you wanna seduce people with some cotton candy. Let me take a lick, let me lick it. Ooh, that's so sweet. Until it's gone and then it's pure sour. Nothing else is as sweet as it is to you. You people are addicted to seducing people with money and systematic garbage. That's why I got away from the Democratic Party years ago, long before Trump, long before COVID and all this stuff. It's just like, it was like 20-something years ago when my wife and I, we got married, and I'm doing the taxes. I said, wait a minute. I don't qualify for this because I was a single parent for a long time. I don't qualify for this. Wait a minute. I get married and I get punished? What kind of tax code is this? That's when I got away. I just said, no, man. There's something wrong here. This is wicked. You're not seducing people into staying married. You're seducing people into being single-headed households. Bunch of frack-a-knock-a hoo-hoo in the garbage. People are tired of that nonsense, man. People are sick and tired of their tax dollars going into paying for immigrants coming across the border illegally. You illegal, you going back, period. I ain't dealing with nothing, this, that, and yada, yada, yada. And that gone, as far as I'm concerned, if you come across the gate, I consider you to be possibly loaded and dangerous, and you might get shot. I guarantee you, you stop coming across, right? I don't want to shoot you, but I'm just saying, okay? If you want something stopped, then daggone it, you stop it. God has 10 commandments. That's it. Ain't nothing else to be said. Can we live by? Heck no, man. You talking about who? But we can try. We have something to look at and say, okay, But this world that we live in, especially America, with all your laws and bylaws and the Supreme Court, the lower court and cross court and this court, take it to the tennis court. Now, we ain't got time for that. We got to make some more laws. But you got a president that can sit in the office and just, you know, just write laws out. They do what they do, how they do what they do. It depends on what big business want in this country. Big business runs this country. This is why we don't have national health care. This is why we have to have the Affordable Health Care Act, etc., etc. Because big business want their money. It's all about the money, honey. Money, 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 money. Do thing, baby. Oh, it's all about the money. You ain't lying. That's crazy. But it's not. That's who we are. We are humanity. Okay? And we are about to annihilate and destroy ourselves. But then again, if this union comes to pass that I see possibly in the making, if he pulls out of NATO, I'm jumping hard. If he pulls out of NATO and he and this man joins forces with Russia, China, North Korea, that one world order that is scripted, that is written about, it takes place. Okay? I mean, NATO, France is pretty dang on. Equipped to handle itself quite well, almost equal to the United States. So, you know, it can handle itself quite well. I'm just saying, man. And then does France come along? What happens to NATO? This is huge beyond America, where Trump being president again. But if he wants really America first, then let's fix this system. You can fix the Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act. But the only way you can fix that, you got to get big business out of it. Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Horizon, yada, yada, yada. You got to get these people out of it. Or they got to get on board and give the people in this country what we want. And how do you do that? Well, your taxes. We're going to have high taxes like Canada. Some other countries, who is that? Japan, I think it was. They have very high taxes. But you know what? They don't get bills when they go to the hospital, when they need surgery, when they need things done. They don't get this, from what I understand. Because they're paying high taxes. They're getting what their taxes are paying for. So if you want big business, if you want these companies to continue to exist, then you, hey, look, you got the taxes from us, and then the government will pay them. It's just that simple. Then y'all can go ahead and do what you want to do. If you want to merge into one big company, you do what you do. But the people in this country should have health care, without question. We're paying for it all the time. The kids in these school systems should not have to pay to go to college and universities in this country when other kids can come from other countries, come here, and damn, they go to school for free. What the hell is that about? Big business. All about the money. All about the dollars. Our children have to go to universities and college, and they don't get academic and scholarships and this and that, like my daughter doing, my son doing. You know, they're doing that thing, what they do, how they do, what they do, okay? Then why can't our kids go to school and not have to pay? Why can't the ones that's coming there from other countries that want to patronize our institutions, why can't you make them pay? You know, more than likely, their parents got a gazillion dollars over there, wherever they living and so forth and so on. Now, you make them pay. You don't make our children pay. Our teachers should have a starting salary of $100,000. I'm just thinking to myself, dang, it might be that. I would think it should have been that. Period. Starting salary. 100 grand, man. I'll give you a kindergarten. All right? Because they're teachers. They teach us everything that we know. Period. That's it. And some of the stuff that they have to deal with in today's world? Oh, man, come on. This is called taking care of the people. And that's what we need to do. And right now, my mind is like all over the place. Because it does. You know, there are so many things going on simultaneously that it's like, wow. What is actually taking place in America? Donald Trump's president again. Phew, that caught me by a little surprise there. But did it really? Not. I kept thinking, I said, you know what, yo, what if Trump is right? And I heard him say something the other day, one of his interviews. He said, you know, when I became president, I could have went after Hillary Clinton because of those emails. I could have prosecuted her. But I said, you know what, I don't want to see ex-president's wife in jail. I don't want to do that. He said, but then they turned around and did the same thing to me. And I was like, ah, I got done. See, Don was on the outside looking in, and he knew a whole lot more than I will ever know, or any of you will ever know. He knows more, much more, because, see, they are of a different society. They have their own little society, billionaires and so forth and so on, and these are the people that run the country. Well, maybe if he's in and he's connecting to all these people that's running the country, perhaps we can run this country, if you're listening, y'all, okay? Mr. President, perhaps we can run this country where everybody can be chilly on chuck. You want to be king? Then go ahead and be king. It's all good, man. But be a good king. There's too many bad kings in the Bible. Oh, man! You know? Way too many. So, it's just, if you want to be a king, be a good king. You know what I mean? Be King Trump. You know, like King David, you know, he screwed up there, you know, saw a little girl out there doing her thing. Oh, man, got to have her thing to kill off her husband, too. So, you know, but no, you don't want to do that. Okay, you're too old for that. Okay, so it's like, can we just create a system, sir, that all the people, you know, the regular people, we can go to work every day and everybody cool, chilly on chuck, don't have to be worrying about paychecks or nothing. You need anything, you can go in the supermarket and get what you need, come on out. Okay? You have a stipend like every month, every week or something. I just say $1,000 a week. Well, how much food can you store? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. We can all do what we do and have what we all need. We don't need homelessness. We don't need this stuff. We need creativity. We need less rules and regulations and bylaws and this law. First offense, you're going to get to the second offense. No, first offense, you're getting it. Whatever it is when you commit, whatever you commit, first offense, boom, that's it. That would eliminate a whole lot more offenses, okay? But you know, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you, period, bottom line, that's it. Maybe you won't do it. You say, well, I'm just like, man, please, come on. If I go steal something, they're going to chop my hand off? Wait a minute, hold on, I ain't stealing nothing. Time out, that's the law. That's barbaric. It's barbaric. Let me ask you something. When your children sit down in front of video games and blood is splattering all over the place and they're killing cops and the more people that you can kill and take out, you know, it's like, is that okay? Well, that's the video. Oh, but that's not barbaric. Really? Get the f*** out of here. You want to know why some of these children put AK-47s and whatever they put in their hands and do what they do. They're hypnotized, man. They see what they see. I know as a child growing up, I used to watch Batman and Robin and Green Hornet, you know, all this fighting. You're there, boom, bam, yeah. But then I was watching, you know, Wild Wild West, Bonanza. Wanted dead or alive, Paladin, where do you roam? You know, I'm just like, okay, these were westerns where you stand in the street and draw, you know. I'm watching this stuff. I used to stand in the mirror practicing drawing. I'm pretty daggone good. Yeah, it was all good. But that's what you're taking in. That's the images that we're seeing every day. And people are tired of seeing the images that they're seeing. This is how Trump becomes president. This is how people say, well, he said a lot of things that I'm thinking. Well, if what you're thinking qualified you to be president, but at the same time, following Joe Biden, I don't think it's going to be a hard act to follow. Joe Biden didn't get in. He didn't get it from the get up. He's a career politician, period, bottom line, that's it. And he associated with the top all the time. I couldn't identify with the bottom, but everything in the middle couldn't do it. You just couldn't do it. You turn your back on small businesses in this country, you have no, I said it from the giddy up, you have no idea what you just did. You standing in a picket line for UAW, but at the same time, you weren't in the picket line for small businesses in this country. And your vice president, first thing, opened her mouth in that debate was, I love small businesses. I want to jump to the TV, through that screen or whatever. It's like, right, lady, what in the world? But nobody would ask her that question. What happened to your vote with small businesses when the Senate killed a bill that would have supported us? Which really turned my life upside down. But at the same time, as your life is turned upside down, God has a blessing for you. That's the bottom line. My blessing has been my kids, my brother looking out for me. And my, you know, it's just like, hey, man, it's all good. Then you come to realize how truly blessed you truly are. I say, yes, yeah, it's like, wow. Because you become aware. So when you're going through what you're going through, you're trusting and believing in God, in spite of the things you may do. But you're believing and you're trusting in God. So you can trust and believe in God even if you're an alcoholic, you're a drug addict. You can just be talking to God all the time. But that sin within sometimes control. But always connect to God. Always, regardless of what. And as far as I'm concerned, like African-American people, can we get off the topic of Black Lives Matter and this and that? It's all good. We all one. Got to get away from these parties, man. We got to start thinking for ourselves, understanding and seeing what we have done, the blessings that God has given us, period. And I'm preaching from the choir. You know, so one day perhaps I'll just like expose my whole life story, which I've already done so many times to people until it's mind blowing. But things, so many things took place that sometimes I just don't think about it. I think the thing that I don't talk about much at all is it, and when I'm talking about my life, is man, at the age of 37 years old, I had to deal with the fact that my son had cancer, and they were telling me that he wasn't going to make it. And when you got to deal with something like that, man, that's deep. That is deep, and but I'm gonna leave that there. But at the same time, I just want to say, hey, listen, Black America, anything you want to do, you can do it. This ain't about, stop thinking about yesterday and who got hung, how many people got lynched, and this and that. All these people gave their lives for us to have the ability to be where we are today. And we need to take a look at the history of Black America and all the things that we created. Wasn't for Black people, the iPhone wouldn't exist. That technology came from Black people. Okay? Period. Most of everything that we do come from Black people. Remember Sears back in the day? I think I don't know if any Sears left or not. Well, before that, it was Sears and Roebuck. Roebuck was a Black man. Okay? So, things, we just got to get away from that and just go forward. Okay, this is coming from a dude that's like, grew up in the streets, this, that, in and out of institutions, penitentiaries, et cetera, and so forth and so on. And God bless me with my children that is like, whew, what in the world? It ain't mine here on this earth, but they are his kids, his children. And he blessed me with them. I'm just like, wow. And they all grown. And they all good. And I just say, wow. Because I know it's not me. is God. But anything that we want to accomplish in this life, we can. You know, I'm probably, for me personally right now, financially, it's like, ooh, bleak and deep. I pray, it's like, Lord, I just want to clear my name. I want to get out of debt, I want to clear my name, and that's it. I'm not asking to be rich and filthy, all that stuff, no. But I made some mistakes. But we go through what we go through to get to where God wants us to get to. So by the time you get to where God wants you to get to, your knowledge and your wisdom of others are going to be so profound that you're going to be able to basically witness and identify with anyone and everyone as much as you possibly can. And those that you can't identify, you're going to be understanding. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this conversation here, in that to end this, President Trump, congratulations, my dog. You did it again, man. Yes, he did. And perhaps he did it for a purpose and a reason. I don't know. I know. I can admit I was wrong, okay? And I just lit into him because I didn't like the stuff that he did outside of being the president. What he did as president, I think he rode the wave of Obama's economic system and so forth and so on through. It was just the lies and the deceit that I seen and heard. Not that anybody told me anything, but as I witnessed, because I always try to listen to him as much as I possibly can, because I can't take for so much, because he goes, oh, it's the same thing. But at the same time, I was like, hey, listen, you're the president. I respect that position in you. And I will consistently respect it. And that's it. And that's what it's scripted. You respect your leader. Or you respect your king, whatever he's going to become. I have no idea. But, sir, all I ask is that you bring this country together. That's one. And that's it. This is about America. It's not about Ukraine or Russia or China or Thailand or wherever. It doesn't matter. This is about America. Bring America together. As we unite, as we create unity, it can spread throughout the world. And if you want to be king, then be that kind of king. All right? So, congratulations, sir. And with that, I bid you all adieu. God bless you. I'll talk to you next time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the power, the kingdom, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. After a while, crocodiles. This election, but I'm not surprised. I underestimated how many people totally teed off in this country, and young people, and Puerto Ricans, and I guess whoever, and black people, you know, got put us in there too. Well, we always had to be separated with somebody else. I don't get it, but I didn't realize just how many people were that pissed off. That pissed off to the point that you it's not even about what was said about Trump. It was what he said and how he said what he said and what he did. The conviction of the felony, listen, that's something that he should have just went to the DA straight up and said, listen, I did it. Okay, so, you know, I paid everything back at the interest. What's the problem here? They went at him. No question about that. Okay? But January 6th, come on, man. People lost their lives. You know, people got hurt bad in that, man. You know, and for you not to even apologize, that's wrong. But that's why, I mean, I said all along, you know, is if someone else was running, that it would have been no race anyway. But for me, I can't vote for Trump. Even now, I cannot vote for Trump. Until he can get to the point where he can apologize to America for sending us through all this hey, hey, and a who, what, pure hell. Okay, pure D hell in the last, oh man, ever since the President Obama won his birth certificate and so forth and so on, Donald Trump has been a wrecking ball on America. He really has, in my opinion, for me as an American. You know, it's embarrassing to a large point. And if he could just apologize, then I could maybe understand some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. Because when he starts talking, he don't know what he's saying. These are ideas that he has, et cetera, that he wanted to get rid of affordable health care in the first go-around and found out, I can't do that. No, you can't. No, you can't. That's how good the man was. He got it locked. Why don't you improve it, okay? And that seniors shouldn't have to pay nothing, no copay or nothing. We paid taxes in this country. We paid our dues. We all paid our dues. Why are we the only country on this earth that don't respect its seniors? You know, it's sad how we treat our seniors in this country. Now, maybe Trump will change that. I don't know. I hope he does. It's sad how teachers are treated in this country. The pay they get, they should be paid mightily. Police officers should be paid mightily. If you want to look at what they do and how they do it and how what their job should pay scale should be, it should be off the hook, top of the line, period, bottom line. You got people building cars and so forth, making more money than teachers. No, that ain't right. That's just absolutely wrong. And that's it. So maybe somebody can come along and change this kind of nonsense going on in this country. This is what people are tired of. We're tired of our tax dollars going to feed and supply immigrants coming across the border illegally. Okay, 100 years ago, there was a legislation signed by the president, what was it? I don't know. But detailing how many immigrants could be allowed in this country. What happened to that? I don't know. But at the same time, every time you turn around, you've got people that's looking for jobs, maybe a little part-time job. There are none. Why? Because all the black jobs have been taken. It's not about black people. It's about jobs that people that need a supplement income, et cetera, et cetera. These jobs being taken by immigrants, and they can't even speak the language. Okay, this is what people are tired of. It's not that we don't want to look out for people and help people. This is what people are tired of. People got tired of watching small businesses close their doors after COVID. Why? Because the government did not support us. The Democratic Party, their problem is they don't connect to the working class people, period. Joe Biden, you run around with UAW, I've thrown in a picket line. Shut up, you. What in the world are you doing? You got in a picket line. Where was your picket line for small businesses? I've asked it and asked it and asked, and that's what messed her up. She jumped out that door. I love small businesses. No, you don't, ma'am. Because where was your vote? Where was your voice when the Senate killed that bill to support us? If almost 500,000 small businesses that was just left out in the dark with nothing but EIDL loans, which is a bunch of fracking knack or who, they need to forgive those damn loans, man. You're never getting that money back anyway. You know, we can't do that. And you knew it when you did what you did. That was the dogmatic, demonistic, dog Democratic Party, man. This is what people got tired of. I didn't realize they were that deep and tired that they would vote for Trump. I couldn't vote for Trump. I'm sorry. The agenda, I can vote for. Okay? To a point, you're not going to agree with everything about anything. The Democratic Party have shown everything that you don't need to be. They got black people still running around here 2024 talking about this and that, what you going to do for us. They doing a damn thing for you. Do something for yourselves. I don't want to hear jack from nobody. I've been home for 40 years. And 40 years, God bless me, with six kids with my two daughter-in-laws and five grandchildren. Everyone that I've been involved with are doing well, very well. They're good. Okay? They're not rich, but they're good. Okay? And that's the bottom line. This is the black man that been through who's that and this and yada yada, in and out of reform schools, penitentiaries, and yada yada yada, so forth and so on, man. Don't tell me what we can't do in this country. We can do anything we want to do in this country. You want to make the sacrifice. And black men, make the sacrifice for your children. Period. Bottom line. Nothing else to be said. Stop making babies out of wedlock. You don't have to be running around here talking about abortion. Women are going to die. Hurt this woman. But women are now, women are going to die. I said, die from what? From being pregnant, can't get an abortion? Are you serious? Stop fornicating. Stop laying down with people you don't want to be married to or that you are not married to. I'm laying down with somebody else's husband or wife. Hello. That's all I can say. It's not about this law is going to kill you. You're going to kill yourself. If you know the deal with it, then don't go out there and do the things you shouldn't be doing. Be obedient to God. You're not being worried about all this nonsense. Period. Bottom line. That's it. My whole issue was Donald Trump. Period. Bottom line. I never met the man. Don't know the man. But it's just like, man, apologize. I apologize all the time for everything that I've ever done wrong. God knows I've done some things wrong. It was all young. Some things were older. But, you know, what can you say? That was then, this is now. You got to be man enough to stand and say, you know, I apologize. I'm sorry. Because I can look back and say, man, what was I thinking? I wasn't thinking about God. I wasn't thinking about being obedient to God. I wasn't thinking about the wrongs and the hurt that things can cause. This election, it may be the election of a lifetime. There's no telling what Trump is going to do when he gets to the White House. When he is officially in, what is he going to do? I don't know. But I think what has taken place is that people, everything that he said, you've unleashed it. That's all I can say. I got you, and you're pissed off, and you'd rather burn in hell than go through any more hell. Well, we don't know. Because if things happen the way I'm seeing it, Ukraine, that war is over. That's done. Ukraine can just wave the flag, sit down, and let's negotiate. This should have took place from the beginning. And Joe Biden jumped up and down like a little two-year-old child. He's going in. Why don't you go get these two presidents together and talk, man? Negotiate. Do something. No. Millions of people going to die, okay? Because there was just no leadership there from the good old United States of America. The only country in the world that's ever dropped an atomic bomb, okay? But don't want nobody else to have it. That's how America has been. With this republic, this is not a democracy, people. They've been lying, trying to convince you to believe that our democracy is in trouble. You don't have a democracy because the people's vote don't count. It counts for the states. Okay? The states may have a democracy. The United States government is a republic. And that's it. I've said that. So, for me, I wish President Trump the most success. I got a feeling that what it might become King Trump. That's his desire. That's his goal. Because when you take a look at it, he only had 4 years. Now, he can ride this little job-time economic system that they keep talking about, you know, for the next 4 years. He rode Obama for 4 years. Now he's going to ride this one for 4 years. Smart man. You don't need policy when there are policies already in place. He just needs to touch a few here, a few there. If he touch on that middle class, he might become king. People might vote him back in. They did to Mike Bloomberg in New York. He got 3 terms as governor, I mean mayor, in New York City. He still should be mayor of New York City, okay? So, but at the same time, we'll see what happens. But congratulations, I guess, I reckon, I suppose. But mainly, I want to say congratulations to my son and his wife, Dee, Kim. They got their house. Their bid was accepted, and man, I'm telling you, I'm just so proud of my kids, man. You know, it's like every one of my kids, that how they're doing and what they're doing and how they're getting it done is what I always wanted to do when I was a kid growing up. You know, I had that dream of going to school and taking care of business and doing the things I needed to do. I just didn't have that to list, you know. I didn't see it. And, but some kind of way, my kids saw, man, I don't even know. I just went to work every day, you know, took care of business and did what I thought I was supposed to do, and that was it. You know, I wasn't taught how to be a daddy. I was taught how to do the things I needed to do. You know, Renzi taught me that. I saw that man go to work every day and come home every day, even though he was out there. So I was, you know. But I tell you, I'm so proud of him. I really am. Big part, mainly because of him, is that, you know, I am who I am today. You know, I think I'm a pretty cool dude. I'm not perfect. God knows that. But I'm trying to do all that I can do to get closer and closer to God, and that's it. But D, you know, he wasn't even supposed to be here. When he was 6 years old, he was considered to be terminal with cancer. He had cancer when he was 6 years old. And that was a trying time in life. It really was. You know, if you never had a sick child, and then they tell you they're not going to make it, basically, you know, telling me that he was terminal, I didn't really understand what that meant when they said it. I just say, okay, and went on about my business. But through the grace of God and a little bit of research, he's here. And that's the bottom line. And he's good. He's good. So him and his wife, they just, their bid was accepted on the house. Nice house, too. Very nice house. And I'm just so proud. My oldest son, his wife, they have their own house. They live down there. And they're good. They've had a house for a while, you know. And my daughter, oh, man. And then my youngest son, he lives with me. And he's going to be the first doctor in the family. My daughter, hey, what can I tell you? As I tell her, I said, girl, you might be president one day. She said, you might be right. I was just like, oh, geez, okay. You know, all this is truly a blessing from God. And I'm praying that Trump becoming president again is truly a blessing from God. Because if it isn't, what could I say? So with that, I'm going to bid adieu and say I'll talk to you on that chucky, choo-choo. Out of here, baby. Our Lord, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the power, the kingdom, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Later, y'all. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.